This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hi and welcome to another episode of FutureWise, a podcast where we discuss topics on education and careers. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari, and as the coronavirus pandemic is going on, we've been addressing many topics related to that. We also thought of discussing the situation in India's top institutes like the IITs and the IIMs. To give us more details on this, I have with me M. Saraswati from Money Control. Hi, Saraswati.
Hi, Kirtana.
Saraswati, we recently spoke about placement situations overall, how to deal with campus placements if they've gotten postponed or, you know, there's no idea about how it's going to happen. But now we are starting to hear that even IIT and IIM are facing difficulties. So what's the situation like?
So as far as, you know, IITs and IIMs are concerned, earlier there was a belief that these top institutes have kind of weathered the storm as far as placements are concerned. Because even before the coronavirus pandemic broke out, macroeconomic conditions in India weren't too good and companies were reluctant to hire in large numbers. But these top institutes ended up getting good placements, and the placements had completed by February end. That was just before COVID-19 became a bigger issue in India. Now, what has happened is that due to the 21-day lockdown and, you know, the continuing uncertainty about when the businesses will resume, companies have started revoking the job offers. And till now, around 35 companies at the IIMs and around 40 companies at the IITs have revoked the job offers. Now, this has become difficult because the students were about to join these companies by first week of May to 15th of May. Without a job offer, it will be tough for them in this situation.
Okay, but why are these companies offering, revoking the offer? Because they are probably stable corporate companies and IT companies, right?
That's right. While, you know, the companies are stable right now, the long-term horizon and future prospects of revenue and business continuity has been a concern. A lot of these companies have a significant presence across other markets like Europe and especially like Italy, Spain, Germany, France, which are the hotspots as far as COVID-19 outbreak is concerned. As far as IT and offshore companies are concerned, they have a significant presence in the United States, which is already reeling under the COVID-19 cases. Now, what is happening is that since these companies have seen a lot of projects being cancelled by the clients and clients also postponing orders and deferring payments, this has hit home as well. So companies are taking a step back and taking a decision to not hire people. So large US-based consulting firms, which had offered both Indian and international offers to IITs, have told them that they wouldn't be able to take this forward. While a few startups which have seen a complete halt in operations, especially in the retail segment, have also taken this decision.
Okay, but can't students sit again for placement? And if these institutes are going to arrange for more placements later?
So what typically happens at the IITs and IIMs is that students give in their choices of which companies they would want to work for. So before the campus interview process begins, there are 3 to 5 companies an individual can choose. And if he or she ends up getting a job offer, they are not allowed to sit for any future placements. Say, for instance, if I have indicated TCS, Infosys and Wipro in my choice list and I get a job offer from TCS, I would not be allowed to sit for any other placements, even if Infosys, for instance, is my number one choice. Because the rationale of the institutes is that one student should not end up getting multiple offers, and those with, say, lower grades or no proper work experience or internships will not end up getting any job. So later on, even if you get a job offer today and it is revoked later, the institute will not consider any other demand to sit for the placements, which is why this is a bigger issue for IITs and IIMs, because the student will not end up getting any job. And this is a problem also because the fee structure of IITs and IIMs are at a premium, and almost 60 to 65% students end up taking loans for this. Now, if they land up without a job and at a time when companies are uncertain about hiring, it will be difficult to pay up the 10, 15 lakh loans that they have taken from the banks.
Right. And any word from the institute side on what they are planning to do?
So at this point, the institutes are seeing, first of all, if some flexibility can be offered as far as placements are concerned. So for instance, students who are from very underprivileged backgrounds, if they could be given a second chance when the lockdown is lifted and when a few companies start coming in. But of course, there we have to remember that the creme de la creme, as far as the companies are concerned, have already come to the campuses and finished the placements. And some have revoked the job offers as well. So it is unlikely that they will come back to the campuses. So these students will have to make do with whichever smaller SMEs or startups come in and hire them. And this will be at a much lower salary than an IIT student typically commands, which is 10 to 12 lakh per annum. So first of all, some flexibility could be offered. So the IITs and IIMs are under discussion to see who will be eligible for this flexibility and who can come back to a campus for getting a job placement. Also, parallelly, the IITs and IIMs are in discussions with the companies to see if some deferment can be offered rather than the job offer being completely revoked. For instance, V. Ramagopal Rao, the IIT Delhi director, had put up a LinkedIn post requesting companies that, please defer the placements. Right now, it is a tough environment, but students will not end up getting any job if, withdrawing the job offer at this stage. So even if you defer it by a few months, it is okay, but do not cancel the placements because students is not allowed to sit for placements in the future. So interestingly, the IIT Delhi director, Ramgopal Rao, also said that don't complicate the life of these brightest children in an already complex environment. So he was saying, if at all, these students could often be capable of getting these companies out of recession faster than they can imagine. So he's basically trying to tell these companies that, these students probably could help you in this crisis and don't revoke their job offers. So it is a mix of, convincing companies to defer rather than revoke offers and offering some flexibility for students who will not be able to get any job otherwise is being planned.
Right. So this is what the institutes and the companies can do. What about the students? What lies ahead for them and what should they be doing?
So as far as students are concerned, of course, for those who have pre-placement offers, that is, who have performed very well in their internships and have directly gotten a job offer without even sitting for placements, probably they would have a better situation because as far as PPOs are concerned or pre-placement offers are concerned, we have not seen any such offer being revoked. Only what companies have told them is that they can join from, say, December or Jan 2021 when the situation is a little better. Because what we are hearing is that even if a complete lockdown is removed from June 2020 onwards, companies will still take at least 4 to 6 months to come back to normal and for the business continuity plan to go on smoothly. So there would be a deferment of job offers for them. And probably they could connect with the alumni working in some of these companies to understand or get a better idea of when their joining dates will be so that they can prepare better. Further, rather than sitting at home, some of these students could also take up certification programs so that they can be better equipped at handling their job courses. For instance, Tata Consultancy Services has just on Monday announced a free 15-day self-paced digital certification program, which is called Career Edge. So this could be for working professionals as well as students passing out who can utilize this lockdown period to enhance their skills. It's not just this, a few other, massive open online courses are also being offered. So probably students who can take these up can improve their chances of finding a job, even if a job offer is, say, revoked or deferment of postponement of their joining date is done. They can at least utilize this time to take up some courses so that they are better enhanced and there could be some salary adjustments depending on their skill enhancements as well.
Great, Saraswati. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Keetha.
Listeners, like we've already mentioned before, we have addressed a couple of these topics in previous FutureWise episodes on what you can do during this lockdown and what you could do if your placements are stuck or delayed. So if you have any other queries or you want us to cover any other topics, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.